Warning, the following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doom Daily Show. Today is Tuesday, April 9th. Time is 20:04. And guys, I had a really, really draining freaking day. It wasn't exciting at all. It was very draining. It was very dreary today, very rainy. There wasn't any sunshine out from dawn. It was just rain and nasty and dreary. And I don't think anybody likes days like this, but these days impact me a lot because I'm outside in this shit for at least 6 hours a day. And sometimes I'm having to interact with people, which means I can't just like hide in a vehicle. I'm like in and out of the rain every hour, basically. So it makes for a very shitty day for me. And then when it's cold coupled with rain and you're sitting in a patrol vehicle and you're cranking the heat up to try to warm up, going from wet to hot automatically makes you want to go to sleep. So I am extremely drained and I'm only 2 days in of my 7-day run. You guys are going to get this episode on Wednesday morning, April 10th. I will be working on the ambulance as you're listening to this new episode that just came out. But all in all, had a really decent day outside of the rain and the bullshit, and just got home from dinner. My wife and the two little boys, we decided to go out for dinner tonight, mainly because I don't have to be up at 4 a.m. tomorrow. So I went out, I got chicken strips with a lovely broccoli salad. And if you guys have never had broccoli salad before, everybody makes it different, but the one I had has like carrots and cheese and broccoli and almost like a sweet kind of dressing to it with like dried cranberries in it and stuff. It's really, really good. My wife had crab cakes, which unfortunately made her sick. She took a couple bites out of them. It turned her stomach and she couldn't eat them. My middle son got fillet tips with applesauce. Fair enough. The youngest boy got like a fettuccine Alfredo with applesauce again. So we just got back from dinner. Now I'm sitting in the FJ getting ready to record you all a lovely episode. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. The email is checked daily, guys. So if you email us, we will see it. If you have ideas for future show topics, if you have a suggestion for something that we should cover story-wise that's not hitting our radar, we'd greatly appreciate it. And, you know, I wanted to give kind of a little bit of clarification on something. The news stories that are covered on this show, I don't read word for word. And I have a lot of different sources I get my information from. The main one is Epoch Times. So if I'm reading something verbatim, it's probably from the Epoch Times. That's all. Anyway, I wanted to get into this mass deportation that Trump's talking about whenever he gets in. We're going to get into the mass deportation. We're also going to get into how these insurance companies are scamming you because there's something that they're doing that you yourself have not thought about. I guarantee it. Smart people probably do think about this, but not, I guarantee you, not everybody is. Something else I wanted to bring up is the power of social media and how it's affecting our youth. I know we've talked about this before, but I recently came across something and it's kind of got my mind a little bit screwed up, and there's just no way to really fine tune or get good statistics or figure out what this number actually is. But all that and more is coming to you on the Doom Daily Show tonight. I wanted to talk to you guys about something real quick. Payday is tomorrow for me. Well, today if you're listening to the show. And a tactic I want to share with you all, a way that I found to save money and like absolutely save more money. And I didn't really realize I was doing this until I started to benefit from it. And then I was like, holy shit, I'm really, truly 100% benefiting from this. Guys, I make it a point to be busy doing something for free or something that's making me money on payday. It's that simple. We all get paid and we have that initial urge, you see your bank account grow and you want to impulse buy. I can afford the new computer I've been wanting. I can go upgrade my iPhone. I can go out and buy this fancy head unit for my vehicle I've been wanting. I can buy that Ring doorbell, whatever it is. If you make yourself busy by either like A, going to work and making some money instead of spending money, or B, going to do something like hiking in the woods versus going shopping. Basically, if you could find anything to distract yourself from that impulse buying your first day of getting paid, you will start saving yourself tremendous amounts of money. And I didn't realize this until I kind of came to the conclusion, like, I got paid and I was so busy, I couldn't even check my account. And I stayed busy and couldn't go do the shopping I wanted to do for a few days. And then about 5 days went by and I'm finally like, okay, I have to go to the store. We need groceries. We need this. Like, I can't put it off anymore. We got to go today. And then I realized, holy shit, I haven't touched my bank account in 5 days and I'm getting paid in about 9 more days. How did that just happen? Because it used to be get paid, buy all the shit you need, get all the shit you need to get done, and then you're struggling again until next paycheck. Well, by doing this, by making it a point not to spend money the first day I get paid, by involving myself in something that's either A, making me money or free to do, I've watched my bank account grow. And I know to some people out there, they're like, Jester, this doesn't apply to me. I don't live paycheck to paycheck. Well, a lot of us do, okay? And these are solely for the ones that do. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
If you like hard-hitting news and up-to-date explosive investigations, well, you better look elsewhere. Check out The Beans and Weenie Show Is Doomed most Saturday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Rumble and Podbean. You are listening to The Doom Daily Show.
So, the first thing I wanted to tear into on tonight's show is the scam of the insurance company. Oh, man. So, there's a lot out there when it comes to the insurance companies scamming us. I mean, we could do a whole 5-part episode on this, but we're not doing that. We're going to get into a little bit of the nitty-gritty things, and then we're going to move on. So, first off, if you're sitting there wondering why maybe your car insurance is so high, why is it costing more? Why is this? Why is that? Well, you could thank your government. And it's a couple different things. Your state sets minimums that are required for coverage for you to legally operate a motor vehicle on the road. That's number one. Okay. The local, state, federal governments have devised a system to set insurance minimums and standard. And this, it really comes down to being a state level, and it comes down to have a lot with the zip code that you're in. So for an example, when I moved from Florida to North Carolina, my insurance rates dropped a lot. And do you know why that is? There's a lot less accidents in my current zip code than there was in the zip code I resided in Florida. And I'm not saying to go out and change your zip code and scam your insurance, but get a quote with a different zip code and just watch how it changes. Check that out. That's very interesting. The other thing that people aren't realizing with insurance rates rising either, and this part of it isn't a scam. This is just simply the times we're living in. I've been hearing everybody talk about how their insurance keeps going up. Well, do you know why that is? Vehicle prices are going up. Repairs are going up. Cost of body work is going up. To get a car replaced, you're paying more than you were before because just even used vehicle prices are higher than they were. So that part of it is going to go up regardless. Okay. That's inflation. That's what happens. That's, you know, things, vehicles are currently appreciating, not depreciating like they should be or like they used to be. Right. So things are just going to be that way for a while. Now, the biggest scam I've seen lately, and I want everybody in America to stop doing this so we could shut this bullshit down. Because I've signed up for the shit too. And we are making insurance companies money hand over fist. Have you ever went to a Walmart or a Harbor Freight or a Tractor Supply or any fucking major retailer? And they say, hey, do you want to add a 2-year protection plan for $19.95? And you will say, oh yeah, well, I'm paying $100 for this thing. Why not? You just paid 20% over cost to maybe replace this thing if it breaks within the 2-year time span. And I've started looking at some of these people that are trying to sell me these warranties, and they're absolutely everywhere. eBay's got them. Walmart's got them. Everybody's got them now. These bullshit insurance policies that you buy as you're walking out the damn door where they squeeze that extra little penny out of you. And millions of us are doing this all across the U.S. We're all doing this, okay? I can't find a specific number on what the insurance companies are profiting off this, but it is a metric shit ton and a half. They are making money hand over fist with these stupid warranty policies. And you know why they're making so much money with these? It's an impulse buy. You're wanting to get out of there. You're not wanting to deal with this person. And you forget that this warranty even exists. Or you've got the warranty, you bought it, it's on your receipt. And then guess what? That thermal paper fades out before the warranty runs out. And they can't scan that warranty on that receipt. Or they can't see that you bought it on this item. Or you simply leave that receipt in the damn grocery shopping bag or the Walmart bag or whatever, and it accidentally gets tossed or used for garbage in the car or whatever. It's gonzo, okay? And I know you can go back and kind of sift through bank records and find some of these. Not all of them, but some of them. And I know some of them come with the whole online email registry and all that shit. I get it. I get there is a way to track these things down. I've bought a handful of these throughout my life. Don't even remember what I bought them for. Can't even remember. I know I've purchased them. Don't remember what items they were for. But the what I started coming back at with people with this is this grand rebuttal of, well, if this thing's not good for 2 years, why am I spending $100 on it? Why would I buy it? Maybe I ought to get one somewhere else. And then they usually shut up with that warranty stuff. And I tell everybody that, like, if I'm buying this product and it's not going to last for 2 years, I don't want it. What the hell do I need this warranty for? You need it because they found a scam to sucker more money out of the American people. And if you haven't noticed with these warranties, they've done the math. They figured this out. Hey, we figured out a way to make an extra like 5 to 25% per sale on certain items by simply saying, we'll give you full replacement coverage for this item. And you know what's really fucked up and people are buying into the shit so bad is that the damn products that you're buying when it comes to anything like technology, like a Bluetooth speaker, a cell phone, whatever it is that you're buying that's electronic, is typically not going to be worth a shit by the time this warranty's up anyway. In 2 years, this is going to be outdated technology. And that is something we're going to cover on tomorrow's episode is the technology side of things, because I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole with that today, and I do want to tear in that on tomorrow's episode. But seriously, avoid these damn in-store warranties. Allstate's a big one. I see them all over eBay, and I think they're on Amazon as well. Oh, you know, sign up and buy this protection plan, 3 years, 5 years, etc. Don't, because they're going to keep pushing that shit and scamming the shit out of Americans as long as they can with it. Because you know what they're doing? It's not an insurance guy going door to door anymore. It's an AI insurance person in your face on a computer screen or at the checkout in Walmart saying, hey, let us get some more money out of you for something you more than likely will forget you have or never need. And I know when you think about it, it's like, well, Jester, it's only $20. That's more than some people make in an hour that you just pissed away on something you'll never fucking use. And I watch people pinch pennies pretty damn hard. And you're just going to give up $20 for something you may or may not ever need. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Jester from It's Doomsday Podcast and the Doom Daily Show here. Do you ever find yourself overloaded with way too much information? Too many logins, too many passwords, too many websites for stuff you like? Yeah, I'm the same way. You don't have to worry about that with the Doom Daily Show and It's Doomsday Podcast. Let's make it simple. Just visit linktree.com/JesterDooms. Add it to your bookmarks. That way, when you need to find the right information, it's right there, under a tap of your finger or a click of your mouse. Go to linktree.com/JesterDooms. Get it, got it, done. Remember, no one has all the answers, but this will provide you with a place to start. linktree.com/JesterDooms.
And now, on with the conversation. And here's Jester.
This next situation is a really difficult and hard one. And difficult and hard. All right. Anyway, so the deportation that Trump says he's going to bring to the U.S., mass deportation. Just let that roll off the tongue. Mass deportation. Just think about that for a second. In your mind, what would you consider mass deportation? Would you consider it like removing 5,000 illegals a day, 10,000 illegals a day, 20,000 illegals a day? What would you consider mass deportation? So when you start getting into talking about mass deportation, you really have to run the numbers with this in reverse, because this is kind of like a yearly equation. If you get rid of 1 million illegal people in a year, that's then considered mass deportation. You get what I'm saying? You have to go backwards with this in your mind. So you're talking approximately, if you're deporting 1 million people a year, you're talking about approximately 3,000 a day, give or take, right? Somewhere in that general neighborhood, okay? Now, think about this, because this is one of the things that Trump is kind of promising in one of the campaign strategies he's using. That's if he doesn't end up in prison, because if you guys haven't saw yet, they are moving forward with all those felony charges. He is going to trial. Anybody's guess what the outcome's going to be? If I had to throw 20 bucks on something, I say they pull his name off the ticket. I say they find him guilty of something. They pull his name off the ticket and everybody ends up writing him in anyway. That's what I see happening. So, but to get into this mass deportation thing, and there's a reason why I want to get into this, I promise. First off, it is a very infantile thought to think that we have the manpower to expel 3,000 people a day out of the U.S. Now, we certainly have the manpower to turn away 3,000 people a day that are coming here, like coming to the border or coming on a plane, something like this. We have the manpower for that. But could you imagine the federal, and this is the federal government we're talking about now, so remember that. Could you imagine these guys trying to organize an internal siege of the U.S. to round up illegal immigrants, to gather them all up, round them up, and start taking them back out of the country? I mean, no. It's illogical. It's an infantile thought. We don't have the manpower. We don't have the resources. The citizens of this country are never going to go for it. This mass deportation will not be a thing. At best, this is what you're going to get. When someone's illegal and they're caught, then they get deported. Because guess what? Here's the big thing. If they are coming here and they are coming here illegally, how the hell do we know? Where are they? They're not registering an address. They're not showing up to a job where they're on the books and we know where they work. Where are they? How do you find them? That's the question I got from Mr. Trump. How do you find them? Where are they? You want to do a mass deportation. How do you locate them? Now, for those of you out there that say, well, Trump did really good with securing the border when he was president. He did. He didn't do a bad job. Okay. But just to throw a number out there to you guys, in 2019, okay, before COVID hit and things got crazy and everything, the world got turned upside down. Deportations peaked out at about 360,000 approximately in a year. Okay. About 360,000 in the course of a year. That's not considered mass deportation. And that's when we had better control of the border than we do now, okay? And that was with Trump empowering these federal officers and ICE and things like that, all right? That's with empowerment. It would be a full-blown military operation just to freaking find these people to deport them, right? And I know what you're thinking, like, well, Jester, you know, tripling that number and getting up to 1 million to be considered mass deportation, that shouldn't be all that hard. It wouldn't be if you knew where they were. If you knew where they were, that would be the thing, but nobody knows where they're at. And that in there is where the problem lies. So when you go to cast your vote, just know that there is no way this mass deportation is going to be a thing. And if you are I'm for mass deportation. If you didn't come here legally, I think you should get the fuck out, period. You want to come back, do it through the proper channels. If you're a criminal, if you have anything else going on, you shouldn't be here. And speaking of what's going on, something that nobody's fucking talking about, and this will be the thing that pushes the mass deportation. And we'll get to that right after this break.
Prep Stock is happening this October. Go to www.prepstock.net for more information. Prep Stock is the ultimate survival event. That's prepstock.net for all information and updates.
The one thing that not a whole lot of people are talking about, and I've been hearing rumblings of this here and there, and I heard some rumblings of it today on the radio, okay? And it is that the illegals and the immigrants that are coming over are bringing disease with them, okay? They're bringing things that we haven't seen outbreaks in a while. One of the things specifically being measles, all right? Now, measles outbreaks are up and down throughout the years. People quit getting their kids vaccinated for measles. I don't blame them. I don't trust anything that, you know, they're saying we should inject you with this. It's good for you. Like, no. I don't think so. I understand we've done a lot with vaccines and medicine and stuff like that over the years. If you guys know me, or as you come to know me, if you're new to the show, you'll understand how against Western medicine I am. I'm not a fan. I prefer natural medicines, herbal medicines, proper diet, exercise. I think if you're doing what you need to be doing and you're taking care of your body properly, you won't need all these medications. You won't need all this health and medical treatment. That's my belief system. And I've been proving this to myself with how much better my health has been improving. And I don't go to the doctor that often. I go once a year for a checkup and to get blood work done. That's about it. So nobody's talking about the amount of disease that's being spread by the illegals, mainly because there's no statistics on it, right? Nobody's saying, oh yeah, we had, 50,000 illegals that came in here that had measles and they spread it to this many people. No. They're not tracking these people. Nobody's saying, oh yeah, we had 1,000 illegals come over here that are infected with AIDS and they since spread it. Nobody's talking about, oh yeah, during the surge at the border, we found an outbreak with COVID. Nobody's talking about these things, okay? Nobody's putting it out there, the other diseases and flus and things that are coming up with the illegals. And nobody else is also talking about the sicknesses that they're getting while they're here and transmitting around. They're coming from a different climate. They live a different lifestyle. They have different germs. Everything is different. So has anybody ever, okay, for my people that live in the north, have you ever lived in the north, got on a plane, traveled down to Florida, traveled south, and you get there and you feel like total shit for like 36 hours, you're shitting your guts out, you feel like garbage, everything is just screwed up, and then everybody's like, oh, it's jet lag, it's this, it's that. I mean, it could very well be the fact you're in a totally different climate now, and you're encountering new germs, and your body's trying to get some toxins out that it's not used to. Ever think of that? And the same for my people that live in the south that go north. How many people took a family road trip for Thanksgiving, met up with their relatives and got sick as shit, were sick and miserable the whole time they were there? Or the same goes going from east or west or west to east. You land and you're screwed up. I know when I fly and I go overseas, my wife and I, our stomachs are fucked up for the first few days we're there. We're bloated. We don't feel all that good. We're lethargic. You could say, oh, it's because you sat on a plane for 12 hours, dumbass. No, that's not why. It's different water. It's different food. It's different air. Everything is different. The humidity is different. The air we're breathing is different. The water we're intaking is different. The food has different molecular compounds than the food we're used to here in the States. Okay? There's different bugs. There's different animals. There's different germs. And they're not all germs that are going to like screw you up real bad or kill you. They might just make your stomach upset for a few days and then you'll be fine. But again, nobody is talking about what kind of diseases are the illegals bringing up here. What happens? I mean, show of hands out there in the audience, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you watch the Mexican news? That's what I thought. So if there's a disease outbreak down there, how are you going to know about it? Do you think the media in the States that is covering up all this bullshit is going to let you know that there's a new potential threat coming over the fucking border? Probably not. How would that benefit them? It wouldn't. Because if you're going to be so scared of fucking COVID that you're willing to, stay in your house for all these months and, leave your job and shut down your business and not go for a walk in the woods and not go see your family and this, that, the other. How the fuck would you feel about them letting a bunch of illegals across the border that are all fucked up? You wouldn't want that. We all know about the drugs. We know about the drugs because it's a hot talking point. We know about the criminals because it's a hot talking point. We know about these things, all right? But what we don't know about is what we can't see, and that is the death and sickness and disease that people coming across the border can be bringing with them. And before you say, well, Jester, there's not that much disease in south of the border, blah, blah. People are coming from China to access the southern border. They're coming from all over the world to access that southern border. And I'm not telling you this so you're in fear. I'm telling you this so you're aware. Okay, before we get out of here, there's something I wanted to talk about real quick. But again, there's rumblings of this taking place online. There's rumblings of this in media a little bit. And we've talked about this before at some point, I'm sure, on my other show. But we're going to get into this a little bit because we got a little bit of time left in the show. Okay, and this, people are now talking about the amount of suicides and self-harm due to social media and our youth. Like the amount of youth, self-harm, youth, suicides due to social media. I definitely think it's on the rise. I definitely don't think it's something to be ignored. But do understand the government wants to impose bans on certain social media things. So you're going to start seeing more of this. Social media is bad. People need IDs to be online so they could be held accountable if they're bullying somebody. Oh, self-esteem is getting killed on apps like Instagram. We got to get rid of it. Oh, X is bad because it's bullying. It's got to go. So what they're doing right now, mainstream media is going to start shedding light on this relatively soon, I'm sure. Probably sometime as it gets closer to the election, I think it's coming. But what they want you to believe is they want you to believe that all these suicides and teen self-harm and things like that are directly due to social media. And I could tell you there's probably a handful that are, but is someone, so for those of you that don't know this, my mother committed suicide and I can't ask her why she did it. There is no, calling her up on the phone and saying, hey mom, why'd you do that? That's not a thing. I can't do that. So with a lot of these kids that are committing suicide, you can't go back and ask them. And there's idiots out there creating these studies that are saying, yeah, it was due to social media. Well, how do you know that? Well, we believe that, being some messages we saw, this person was getting bullied online. Me and my coworkers bully the shit out of each other because that's how we get through the day. Nobody knows how friendships truly are until they interact with them directly. So a message to some kid that says, hey, what up, douchebag? That could be how him and his friends just talk to each other. And teachers might not understand it, parents might not understand it, but those kids that call each other douchebags probably do understand it, and they're fine. Because we don't want to look at the parents and say, oh, well, the parents did a shitty job, and that's why the kid committed suicide. And it was because he was upset his parents were going through a divorce, because we say divorce is okay now, right? Or maybe his dad was transitioning to a female, and that fucked him up royally. Maybe that was happening. But speaking of parent accountability, that one couple, I can't remember their name right now, I'd have to pull the story up. The one couple who was going to court for involuntary manslaughter for the shooting that took place where four children died, they were found guilty today and they're going to be doing some jail time. We're going to talk about that on tomorrow's episode. Have a great night, everybody. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Scooter, keep it tight, babe. I'll see you later.
Oh, I like it tight.
Facts and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.